Two women who have been icons of Ohio Republican politics are in Cleveland this week, one helping to run the show, and the other is a delegate to her fifth Republican National Convention. I spoke with them separately about their goals for the party, now that a convention each described as like no other is wrapping up. Betty Montgomery, the former state auditor and attorney general, hoped the Cleveland Convention would be Governor John Kasich's big moment, winning the Republican presidential nomination. And she says she and most of Ohio's other 66 delegates need a bit of time to grieve.
Many of the delegates traveled across this country to support John Kasich. I mean, literally, we're in the snow in New Hampshire. Most of us have invested ourselves for a long time in John Kasich's candidacy. So it's very hard as a home state with a popular governor who you care about to just switch that off and in 4 days say, okay, well, we were for him, but now we're for somebody else. So you have to give the Ohio delegation a little room.
Would you still need all that breathing room if it were a different candidate?
Oh, I think, honestly, probably not. Frankly, what's happened just this week with the Trump campaign versus the Ohio delegation, amateurish kind of things that happened that didn't need to happen, made it difficult for the delegation. Plus, you know, he is an unconventional candidate. That has made it very difficult for many to understand how we've gotten here. Sometimes it feels like a hostile takeover.
Among the things Ohio delegates took as a thumb in the eye were the delegation seating far off to the right of the stage, just ahead of the North Mariana Islands. Then there was the video tribute to Ohio GOP icon Senator George Voinovich and party chairman Bob Bennett, hosted by someone who knew neither of them very well. But Montgomery says the wounds could be healed with a White House win and successful presidency.
In 4 years, if he's a successful president, he will have everybody on board. He will have learned the lessons as a non-politician that he have to learn in terms of how you treat those you defeat. Because it's up to the winner to be gracious. Our nominee is used to rolling over folks.
The Ohio Republican Party is very good at organization. If the Trump campaign doesn't say, I need your organization, I want to work with you, where are you guys going to be for the next 4 months? What are you going
to
be doing?
We're going to work like the devil to get Rob Portman elected and all of our down ticket candidates elected.
But she expects the campaign will ask Ohio for help with its get out the vote effort, and the party will find a way to blend the old guard and the new energy of Trump supporters. Joanne Davidson chaired the GOP convention in Minneapolis and is co-chairing the Committee on Arrangements for this year's show. She's also a former Ohio House Speaker and a mentor for women in GOP politics. That includes a workshop for young women during this week's convention, trying to convince them
politics can be fun. To a certain extent, the fun has been taken out of it, but it's sort of like, I know this is not a very good illustration, but those of us that actually have been involved in it, it's sort of like the dog who chases the fire truck, okay? So when you hear the bell go off and it's the beginning of a campaign, you know, you want to be a part of it because it is not only important to the future, but it's a great experience of learning human nature, learning how to interact with people that disagree with you, and hopefully learning the importance of voting.
But you say some of the fun's been taken out of it. What's taken the fun out of it?
I think people kind of get pushed away from politics. They think it's all so nasty, and quite frankly, it is much nastier than it used to be. I've been running for public office for, you know, 30 years, but it's gotten a little bit tougher. It's tougher on your family. The demands on you, and you don't necessarily want to sit down every night and, you know, hear your reputation torn apart on television.
You've given a message of inclusion. How has Donald Trump impacted your ability to spread that message and to live that message?
I think that Mr. Trump has really kind of figured out why there's so much disillusionment right now, and he's speaking to the group of people that feel that they haven't had any representation.
Regardless of threats of floor fights and fears protests could get violent, Davidson says Cleveland has blossomed for the RNC, and she credits Mayor Frank Jackson.
It was really Mayor Jackson's dedication when they were visiting to look at the city. He would meet them at the airport when they arrived, and he would stay with them until they left. So he welcomed them, and he waved them goodbye. What they left with was that Cleveland wanted it. They wanted the convention. They wanted us to be here. And, you know, people don't always welcome you in that situation. Doing a convention in a city is expensive. It is hard. It requires a lot of work.
I'm ML Schulze, 89.7 WKSU.